Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Benham Bentaleblou of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, a senior fellow. Benham, I report what I've seen on a video recently and what I've read in the news recently. First, the news. Raisi, the president of the Islamic Republic, once upon a time known as the Hanging Judge, is said to have visited Khuzestan, an ethnic origin region, and fired everybody. Very, very complete, comprehensive, inadequate leadership in Khuzestan. Is this part of the ongoing protests that were centered on young people once upon a time, and now centered on the sadistic manner of retaliation by the regime, executions accelerating every week? And then one more mystery. A video, I'm told, from the Caspian Sea Basin, in some fashion, of a bank guard or someone with an automatic weapon in a bank setting, it's on a CCTV, walking up behind an Ayatollah, a senior Ayatollah, part of the leadership of the country, and shooting him in the back of the head, killing him, and then walking away after wrestling with some others in the bank over his weapon. Can you explain Khuzestan or this Ayatollah's death in terms of the protest or these random acts of violence?
You know, I'll do my best, Sean. We already know Raisi, the current president, whose biography and background you mentioned, failing upwards across Iran's injustice system to become that country's president at the lowest ever recorded turnout in 2021. Presiding over a country with a massive chasm between state and society. Protests have been continuing almost 7 months now since the killing of Mahsa Jina Amini, an Iranian Kurdish woman killed in Tehran due to wounds sustained by morality police beating her essentially to death. Khuzestan, as well as several other provinces, have been exceptionally restive during this period. Protests actually during this week and a little bit prior have essentially doubled in the same period of time, showing you that there is still a great amount of resolve in the street to protest against the state. I don't have good data right now or eyes on the drama in Khuzestan, but I'll tell you broadly, there are a lot of reshufflings going on within the Iranian cabinet, some reappointments within IRGC defense contractors. There is a great deal of hope by some in Tehran, the ultra-hardline elite in particular, that some of this reshuffling will be able to add to a deflection of blame, this blame game that much of Iran's political and economic elite have often resorted to just to avoid actually being held responsible for the decisions they've made and things they've done. So that's Raisi in Khuzestan. And let's not forget, Raisi will be traveling soon to Iran's sole state ally to visit Bashar al-Assad in Syria, where Iran has been crucial in keeping that dictatorial and genocidal regime afloat. So all eyes should be on Raisi at home and abroad. And then pivoting now to the killing of that Ayatollah, I believe you mentioned, he's actually a representative of Khamenei in Iran's other restive province in the southeast, in Sistan and Baluchistan province. The story of him in a bank in the north, in the north or northeast, in Iran's provinces bordering the Caspian Sea. I watched the CCTV video several times. It is odd. It is scary. It could be elite fighting. It could be resentment from the street against any figure of authority, particularly hardline religious authority. It could be simple criminal activity. To be honest, we just don't know.
We have 30 seconds. Go ahead.
As the state's control against the street slips, I would expect more, not less, of these kind of activity and more questions.
And the death of an Ayatollah in that fashion, that would be a blow to the regime. Is that correct? Just a few seconds.
A blow to the status and security of that regime, yes.
Benham Bentaleblou, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, reporting on the Iranian industry, the military industry, manufacturing drones and other pieces of technology for Russia. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.